Good evening. Sorry, to be a little Thargoid in my throat there. Good evening. And on this fine and beautiful day in Alpha Centauri, we are glad to be able to bring you the latest and greatest news in the universe. So, without any further warbling or pandering to delay tactics while Dave finishes a script, we bring you right now the headlines that are totally completed and not requiring any delays to allow them to be finished properly or anything. Ain't that right, Rudolph?
Shh, I'm typing. Yes, of course, Dick. No further ados required.
Fantastic! Well then, I suppose I should read them out.
That's a fantastic idea. Go for it.
Oh, definitely! Just nod when you're ready.
Nod!
Okay then! In tonight's headlines, a dose of salt brings one Hutton commander to his senses.
Hutton misses the boat as megaship comes for a visit.
Horrifying videos released of Dastardly Dawn's new torture islands.
Dodgy dealer sets up shop at Hutton.
Less mess stress as custody cleanup commences. The curse of Mr. Dusty struck one Hutton trucker this week when the Wolf of Regulus, also known as Hot 313, and Chariot of the Indomitable, Damian McCandles, was struck down with a mysterious virus, appearing to originate from the latest update from Universal Cartographics. The ship, on any attempt to plot a course away from its current location, went into total lockdown, with life support systems venting all breathable atmosphere to the void, the interior lights failing, and the handle that adjusts the lumbar support inexplicably jamming. Rather fed up with his automatic REM lock engaging every time he attempted to jump for home, on two occasions spilling his mega gin sling, and in one particularly snappy shut, shovey the finger he was using to probe the depths of one ear far enough skullward that his hammer and stirrup caused his basal ganglia to itch. The commander promptly gave the wayward computer the traditional three-fingered salute and booted it in the middle of the next week. His suit's autodock then sedated him without asking. Something to do with blood pressure brought on by salty deposits. Through the drug-induced haze, he managed to put a call out to Hutton. Please help. Nav calculator elephant dung heap capacitor. Ginger fornication. Ergal location tissue Norwegian blue elderberries ecky thump. Which, when run through 15 types of linguistic algorithms and Hutton's master crossword puzzle solver, translated loosely as, "This bastard thing's trying to kill me, that's it, I'm marooning myself on the nearest planet and taking up eating potatoes grown in my own manure." Like any good Hollywood movie, Hutton dispatched a rescue team, to work out what on earth he was going on about. Hopefully rescue him and potentially reduce whatever digital hazard he had encountered into its component atoms. We are delighted to report that the pilot was located, as was his ship, around 400 meters from his floating life buoy. It turned out that he'd plugged the Universal Cartographics unit into the deep fat fryer and the navcomp into the coffee machine, and the ship was simply attempting to cook his breakfast each time he wanted to jump. Which fused the shipboard utility matrix to the bulkhead and short-circuited the flush mechanism for the suck-you-shit brand shiphead. With his technobabble explanation delivered and the ship spannered right back into shape, we are delighted to announce that his salt levels have returned to normal, lowering his blood pressure and leaving him able to peacefully wend his way back to Hutton space.
For months, Hutton has been awash with rumours. For instance, that Alvin was actually a deadly cyborg genetically engineered breed of superdog, or that the 100-credit anacondas were stashed behind the bulkheads of the station unit. That too. Or that the 100-credit anacondas were stashed behind the bulkheads of the station munitions store. This led to some humorous attempts to cut through with oxyacetylene torches. Never wise in the proximity of high explosives. Or even that one about a megaship making a visit to the orbital to stock up on gin for degreasing the parts that shouldn't be greasy and lubricating crew members thoroughly. Unfortunately, along with all the other rumours related to Hutton, no one paid any attention anymore, and the Federal Survey vessel arrived in Eden to less fanfare than the arrival of one's mother-in-law to stay for the week. After a week of being steadfastly ignored, and definitely not being stuffed to the brim with gin, the Federal megaship commander jumped to the next location in a huff. At this point, Hutton commanders remembered they should have been watching for its arrival and started doing laps of Eden. One situation, of course, where the axiom better late than never should have been replaced with Lewis Carroll's alternative, better never than late. We're looking forward to it returning one day and profusely apologising to the commander whilst selling him huge quantities of gin. Or, of course, chopping the whole thing in for a new batch of mugs when he's not looking.
With all eyes on the Pleiades and all ears on the Chanson de l'Automne and all brains trying to remember our schoolboy French and history lessons from World War II, I have no idea. I went to school in a little place called Glasgow. World War what? I didn't know it was the first one. One threat has gone unnoticed, however, or at least it would have done if the Don hadn't leaked it all over the place. With the theft of a squillion tons of materials from the efforts to repair stations attacked by Thargoids, the Don's mysterious disappearance and rumours of the kidnapping of paleontologists, biologists, geneticists, microbiologists, and the galaxy's foremost crocodile wrangler, who of course wears a cork hat, shorts, and thongs all year round, it came as a total surprise when videos of a series of islands on a distant waterworld came to light, complete with horrifying scenes of kidnapped and drugged galactic citizens being walked straight into pens. Not content with incarcerating these poor souls inside huge electric fences, the Don appears to have unleashed beasts not seen for millions of years with the words, Dave...
It's a time for the dinner, my lovely bambinos. Eat well, sleep well, and tomorrow we feast on the Don's speciality, Hutton Attracker Apiedi.
Apiedi. Followed by laughing, running, screaming, scrunchings, munchings, and some rather disturbing roar noises. We're hoping to find out where this is so we can erect an enormous sign nearby saying, Caution, Mad Camorra Don at work. Danger of death.
If anyone happens to see someone selling dodgy knockoff mugs, just ignore him. We don't like black markets at Hutton, and definitely don't sell him any UAs. That's it. Ignore him.
Just that.
Yep, just don't even talk to him. We don't like him. Black markets, Hutton, they don't go together.
And finally, in a turn of fortune not seen since custody cover was bought to Hutton Systems in the form of a wing of Hutpit's finest, Hutton has spent the last 2 weeks in disarray. With Brett Riverboat Hutpit lead somewhere base jumping into a volcano while strapped to a shark full of high explosives, and Vantion taking a trip to the night shift, complete with biscuits and gravy, the team were left to their own devices. The plumbing has backed up. George's pants dropped, then rose, then dropped again. Wise stupidly fell. Van Manen reached the dizzy heights of, oh no, not again, and they kept the wolf at bay by using nothing more than some mighty chops. No one has taken the rubbish out. The dishes are piled 40 deep. The sock monster has left everyone feeling a little odd, though Alvin may be responsible for that particular theft. Someone put a red sock in with the chef's whites, and now he's rosier than a pilot who's forgotten to throttle back after a jump. The good news is that via liberal application of a little Rincewind Kimru to piss flaps, sorry, I'll read that again, PSBFLF2, and an awful lot of data, we seem to have come out of this distressing episode unscathed. We lost the remote for Hutton TV though. Ladies and gentle truckers, that was the news. This week's Totally Tabloid Hutton Red Top Special with a side order of guff and just a poetic smidgen, or even a smidgen, maybe just a pigeon. But it's not, it's definitely just a smidgen of poetic license.